but of the new stock. You heard that story.
Same brand of
Pardon?
Quaker Oats.
Same brand of Quaker Oats, but of the fresh stock.
Quaker Oats when they're old.
You gotta hear the story.
Yeah, because there was a lot of confusion in the early years, detracting people from their worship and devotion towards their own deities that they believed in, like Ram, Krishna, Buddha, Muhammad and all that, Jesus, Zoroaster, and what to do. A lot of confusion was there. And you know, those who were newborn Meher Baba, you see, so naturally they would push Meher Baba there, you see, down their throats, even if they don't want it. You know how it is, always the case. So this is what happened, and a lot of confusion was there, not knowing what to do. And the uproar reached one of the editors of a very prestigious newspaper in Pune. And he was very upset with this sort of trend that is going on in the city and neighboring districts, you see. And there was a lot of argument. He tried to take upon himself to find out what it is all about after all. Why is it like that? So there was a debate and argument and all that. And it so happened that out of the blue Baba tells me to go and attend a wedding, which was not the usual thing, because when once we come to Baba naturally, weddings and funerals are just the same for us. When we don't attend unless Baba himself sends or something like that. Even though they be of our close kith and kin and all that, we don't go. So out of the blue Baba tells me, it was the wedding of my cousin. They are all Baba lovers, of course. The children are all Baba lovers, my cousins. And she was to get married to another Baba lover. And he was to get married to this Baba lover and all, just the common families up here. So they had naturally invited Baba. And Baba said, well, you come to me after the wedding, I'll bless you. No, but Baba, we should have you there. They were very close to Baba. So Baba looked at me and says, why don't you go? After all, they are your cousins. Naturally, why don't you go to the wedding? And I, of course, jumped at the opportunity because wedding means there is a feast and all that. Good food. So I like the idea very much. And I went. And to my surprise, what I find is that there is a debate going on in the campus there. There were many people there who were invited. And there is a heated argument that is taking place as I enter. And seeing me, some of the people came towards me and says, good Erich, that you have come just at the right time. Here is a man who is trying to ask us some questions and you will be able to answer him. So they introduced me to him and I am introduced. And I said, yeah, what is it after all? What's the debate for? So is it true that Meher Baba directs his lovers to detract other worshippers, you see, and they are destroying their worship. The lovers are, Meher Baba lovers or followers are detracting other lovers of the deity, you know. And is it true that Meher Baba allows this, permits this? I said, I lived with him for many years and I haven't heard him say that. On the contrary, he has said something quite different. So what has he said? And why are they doing it? I said, it is a natural outcome of their enthusiasm for having found him, who is the same one. Meher Baba always said that he is the same ancient one who comes again and again in our midst. He is Zoroaster, he is Ram, he is Krishna, he is Muhammad, he is Buddha, he is Christ, Jesus the Christ. And all. So then why do they thrust him down the throats of people like that, followers? So, well, it's their mistake, they shouldn't do it. On the contrary, Baba has told us never to do such a thing. You will be belittling me by doing that. Do not destroy their worship. Do not detract them from their devotion, because I am the same one. If you were to do that, that is tantamount to trying to tell them not to love me, not to be devoted to me, because I am that same one. And he was very happy to hear that. Is it so? I said, yeah, I am coming just from there, and I am not used to being here at weddings or anything like that, or parties. But today he sent me and I came for a different purpose, and there is a debate going on. But, I said, he has said one thing more. What is that? And I said, well, he never said in as many words, but he gave us a figure, who he is. After explaining to us that he is the same ancient one, that he has come once again in our midst, giving the same old message of love God. I am God in human form, so love me and all that sort of thing. But, he says, it's true, I am here, but who am I? I am the same ancient one. And then he gives a figure and says to us, it's war time, you know, Second World War, and commodities get scarce. And naturally, it's very difficult to find your favorite articles or whatever you are favoring. And Baba tells us that one of the most favorite things for any family is the brand of Quaker Oats. Tin of Quaker Oats is very famous. All over the country it was because of the British Raj that we were under here in India. Yeah, India was under British Raj at the time. And Quaker Oats was the favorite of all parents to feed their children. First thing in the morning for breakfast is Quaker Oat porridge. So, who does not know about Quaker Oats? So Baba said there was a British family at the time of war, and the mother used to feed, had only one son, and used to feed that child every morning with Quaker Oats and porridge. To her horror of horrors, she finds one day that it was the last scoop from the tin of Quaker Oats. And she didn't know what to do now, because she knew that there was war and there is scarcity of all these things, you see. But she knew that she would be visiting her stores that she frequented, and surely the storekeeper won't let her down, and she wouldn't want her child to miss Quaker Oats even for a single day. She was much worried. So after feeding the child with breakfast and all that, she goes to the stores, barges inside, you see. And she even prepares herself to pay the storekeeper a little more, you know, black marketing and all that was rampant at the time. So she goes there, and to her delight, first thing that she spots on the shelf there was a solitary tin of Quaker Oats. And she makes a beeline towards that and grabs the Quaker Oats. And the storekeeper says, "Madam, please don't take that." He says, "But you don't know me. I always buy from you the Quaker Oats." "No, it's not for sale, madam. It's not for sale." And she goes on picking and arguing and pleading and all that. "Even if you want a little more, you can have it." Mind you, she's a Britisher. And she wants to pay as much as he wants or demands, but she must have the Quaker Oat tin. So the man says, "But I know you very well. I know that you always buy Quaker Oats from me. And that's the reason I want to help you, but don't take that." "But how will I do then without it? It's my last scoop." She says, "Don't worry, but I'll receive a fresh stock. I want you to have the fresh stock." "Oh." Then Baba stops there in this figure and says, "Is there any mother in the world who would insist on the stale stock and refuse to have the fresh stock of Quaker Oats? I am that fresh stock of Quaker Oats." That's how he said. So when they heard the story, next time somebody who had heard it, he comes here with this, Quaker Oats. And he painted it that way, he said, made Baba's face there. There was a Quaker there.
Did Baba ever mention a Jewish avatar besides that one?
Abraham.
Did he eat Quaker Oats?
Who?
Did Baba eat Quaker Oats?
Yeah, he would also. I was brought up on Quaker Oats.
They're really comforting, aren't they? Well, especially in England when it's cold.
Yeah. The hot porridge, you see, with sugar sprinkled on it and all that. Yeah.
It makes you feel really nervous.
Yeah. And all the children loved it. I loved it.
They had it over here.
All over the country we do have Quaker Oats. Yeah. Is the legacy left behind by the Britishers?
Yes,
the railway.
Don't we, isn't that Quaker Oats we have in the morning?
Is it?
No, there's another porridge.
Another kind?
Yeah. Similar to Quaker Oats. Less expensive.
So the man was so happy about it, and then he became a follower of Mir Baba. Yeah. From that, he became a liker of Mir Baba, and from that, then he became the lover of Mir Baba, and so forth. The grades were there.
Gradual.
Gradual, yeah.